Welcome, everybody, to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I am Dave Carney, and I'm your host. And I teach kindergarten through fifth grade in Fort Myers, Florida, PE, large groups. So today, we're going to take a break from kind of the regular stuff and go back to our yummy smoothie idea and add to that a healthy pizza idea or two for your Five Boomer Friday. So to start with, the first one, we're actually going to talk about the barbecue pizza. So these are healthy pizzas you can make. And the first one we're talking about is the barbecue style pizza and all the stuff that goes that's involved in it. So here we go. All right, so number one, the first boomer is why. Why are we doing this? Why should you make these one of these two or both of these pizzas? So to me, the why is it's fun for the family. It's fun for my kids. If you have kids to make, you just get to make the pizza yourself. It's healthy, a lot healthier than regular pizza. Yes, I know I love pizza too, but this is much, much healthier what I'm going to show you how to make. And it's also that feeling of accomplishment. Like, hey, I made that. And especially for your kids, if you have kids, they're like, wow, we made that. That's pretty cool. So the number one, the first boomer is why. All right, the second one is the basic ingredients. Now, again, I'm going to talk about the barbecue style one first. You could change this, you can modify it, and then I'll talk about in number five, another kind. So the ingredients, the basic ingredients are, you need a pizza crust. I usually get the Boboli pizza crust or another one you find out there. Barbecue sauce, any kind you like, whatever kind you like, barbecue sauce. Get chicken to put on it, but you don't have to. If you want to do a vegetarian style, that's fine too. Onions and peppers. There are some extra ingredients we'll talk about in a moment, but those are the basics that I put on there. Barbecue sauce, chicken, onions, and peppers. All right. So number three are the extra ingredients. So the extra ingredients can really be anything you want, anything you like on pizza. You put mushrooms, which I don't like, but you put mushrooms on there. If you add something green like kale, spinach, or lettuce, what I suggest you do is bake everything first and then put those on at the end. And we'll talk about that in a moment with number four. Wow, I'm going through this pretty fast. So, by the way, there is a free PDF. I will put in the links in the show notes to get absolutely free. So you can follow this along with this, the podcast, but the PDF goes really well with it because I'm basically reading from it. So number four is bake and enjoy. So set the temperature, follow directions on the package of the crust, brush the barbecue sauce all over it. So don't put it in yet, but brush the barbecue sauce all over the crust as you preheat in the oven. Put all the items on there except for any leafy vegetables. So put it all in there, bake for the recommended time. At the end, add, or maybe in the last minute or two, throw this extra spinach or lettuce or kale or whatever you're gonna put on it. I usually do spinach, put that on the top. If you put it on there in the beginning, it just kind of like shrivels up. So I add, again, the leafy stuff at the end. And so number four, that's bake and enjoy. All right, number five is your bonus pizza. Now, this one's a really good one. It's real simple. I'm not going to go through everything because I already did. If you follow directions, then you're good to go. And if you follow directions on the PDF, it's right there for you. So what I call the awesome sauce pizza is same thing, Boboli crust, but then you put pizza sauce or some kind of tomato sauce on the pizza crust, and you bake it with ground turkey or beef and mozzarella on top, and that's about it. You have to cook the turkey or beef ahead of time and throw it on there and bake it and put lots of mozzarella on it. It's awesome. That is number five, the awesome sauce pizza. All right, everybody. So that was a quick one, quick episode. I'm looking at the time here. But honestly, get the PDF because it'll show you everything and in order how you need to make these pizzas. Again, they're really good, really healthy, great for the family, great to make. Let's eat a little healthier. Let's do a little better on the nutrition side. So that is it for today. Have a great week or weekend, and here's a new beat for you.